What do you think about lockdowns, Neil?
I don't know. I just sleep. I just sleep through the lockdowns, honestly. Have my PRN and just sleep the whole day.
Nothing. I'll just sit in my cell, watch TV or colour in.
Today we were lucky. Yeah. We're all in lockdown. The whole prison's in lockdown. So there's heaps of girls in the prison here today that are Aboriginal that aren't even in here.
It's an industrial issue. If the prison is short on staff, it's not our issue and we shouldn't be locked up for it.
Yeah. They can go vary from, you know, like once a week or twice a week, or otherwise it can vary to 4 to 5 times a week.
Yes.
And it's very difficult and hard on us girls because, you know, with the lockdowns, the whole prison, we can't, you know, interact with the people we have made friends with. They really need to change these rules back to the old rules, mate.
We don't get access to nothing. We're literally locked down.
What would be so much better with these lockdowns are with the COVID lockdowns, for instance, we had the EDU dates. EDU dates were where, when we'd come in, it was 2 weeks off your sentence. With all these lockdowns, it's exactly the same as COVID. So it's not fair on us prisoners at all.
No.
But the Governor and Morgan should really start thinking about maybe taking it off our sentence for the EDU dates with the amount of lockdowns we have been having in the last couple of years. Yeah, it's not fair.
You know, the way we got punished as well was different too. Like now it's just 23-hour lockdown no matter what. No explanation.
When they say to us that, you know, we have to be locked down for a certain time, back in the days they'll give you a time frame on how long you can be locked down for. Like in the lockdown units, we'll get locked down because there's codes in other units. We'll be locked down till like in the morning till 3 o'clock and then we'll come out at 3 o'clock and the other people that were out that morning are locked down that day.
And a lot of us have been keeping track, so like a lot of us have got it all written down.
Yeah.
But now they've segregated, so we're like in gated communities now. Because now they're segregating us from our other friends and our other support groups around the prison. It's like, how much control can they possibly take off of us? At the moment, we've even lost control to be able to say, hey, I feel like going for a walk today.
How they'd segregated us and they've stopped us from going out into the yard together. It was apparently to make it so that they did less lockdowns, but there seems to be more lockdowns now. And we're all segregated. Like, we go out to appointments. If they let us, say, we go to the doctor's appointment or whatever, we have to go to the gate 5 minutes to the hour and the whole hour afterwards before you can get let back in. The whole compound was like a big lap you'd have to walk, so it would burn energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now that they've, segregated us all,
we can't do
we got
that.
A little teeny square circle.
You feel the energy. So, like, when the lockdowns first started, there was, like, a lot of frustration. Do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of confusion, a lot of frustration because we couldn't get any answers. Like, we're asking questions and we can't get answers. But then the staff in the units, look, you know, they're kind of caught in a crossfire because they're getting orders from above and then they got us in their face. And like Ty just said, like, we were originally told that these rolling lockdowns was to take staff off the grounds to ensure units were kept unlocked. But we've literally been locked down all the time. It's also affected work. So now they do these essential workers. So if you're an essential worker, you can go out to work every day. And a lot of us don't have outside support, so we have to work.
So that's just bad luck.
Well, they did this trauma-informed approach a couple of years ago in the prison, and now with these rolling lockdowns, that trauma-informed's just gone completely out the window. You know, being locked in all the time, like, it's a lot of layers. Just not even taken into consideration now. So we already suffer from not having enough supports for women when they're getting out. And, like, we understand there's a lot of issues outside with housing and that, but, like, the risk of, like, reoffending and coming back to jail is so high.
If you take the time to be able to, like, put yourselves in our shoes for a day, going through all of... Like, we're already locked down at the end of the day, right? So we're already in jail, yeah?
Mm.
But the fact is the lockdown is a very, very bad thing for all the prisoners at the moment.
You know, so it's either you're locked in a unit with people you wouldn't normally live with or B, you're locked in a little cell. So maybe to put yourselves in our shoes, the smallest room in your house, lock yourself in that room.
Lock yourself in that room.
For like 2 or 3 days and see how you feel.